Parshas Shemois.
Ta, I'm home.
Gershi, how are you? How was your day today?
Oh, Baruch Hashem, it was great.
Tell me something that your Rebbe taught you.
Well, I remember our Rebbe teaching us a Midrash.
Well, go right ahead, I love to hear Midrashim.
Our Rebbe taught us that Paroi wasn't quite sure what to do with the Jews, so he asked three people.
Yes, which three?
He asked Bilam, Yisroi, and...
And?
What was his name again?
You want me to tell you?
No, let me try to think. I knew it.
Well, you almost said it. You're just missing a vase.
What?
Add a vase to what you just said.
I don't understand.
Well, you said E-Yoy. Just add a vase.
Eiv. Oh, right, Eiv.
Right. Well, go ahead. So there was a meeting here, and Bilam and Yisroi and Eiv were called. Paroi asked what to do with the Jews, and...
Bilam said, throw them into the water.
Hmm.
And Bilam was punished for that.
That's right. What did Yisroi say?
Yisroi said, don't hurt innocent people. He had to run away for that.
Ah, but he was richly rewarded for that, was he not?
Oh, yes. Future generations of Yisroi became Rashi Sanhedrin because they were brave and courageous. The way they ruled and the way they would make decisions, sitting in a kind of a court.
Hmm. And what did Eiv say?
Eiv said, what did Eiv say? He said...
Well, you just answered it.
I did?
Yes.
But I didn't say anything.
And that's exactly what Eiv did. He didn't say anything.
Oh, right. Eiv in his heart knew that Yisroi was right. But he knew it wasn't a popular opinion. And he didn't have the courage to say anything.
And Eiv suffered?
He suffered with terrible pain and affliction afterwards. My Rebbe said that when you see someone else suffering, you're supposed to try to do what you can to help.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, Gershi, what else happened to you today? You look a little down.
I'll tell you the truth, Ta. Something happened in Yeshiva today that worries me a little bit. Or I sort of feel bad about.
Go ahead.
I told you about the new boy in class, Gimple.
Yes?
I told you, like, Gimple, he's like, well, he's not so skinny.
I hope that the boys are not making fun of his weight.
No, it's just that some kids in the class went and they switched his desk to like a smaller desk.
Hmm? And? Gimple couldn't get in?
Worse. When he finally managed to push himself in, he couldn't get out. He was like walking around with the desk the whole recess.
Oh my. Was Gimple upset?
Well, he was like laughing together with everyone else. But I think, Ta...
Yes?
He was just laughing because he was embarrassed to cry. But I looked into Gimple's eyes, and I saw tears. I think he was really hurt.
What did you do about it, Gershi?
Nothing.
What did your Rebbe say?
He wasn't in the room then.
And you just let this go on? Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
I didn't switch the desk. I didn't tie his shoes afterwards. I wasn't the one who said, hey, come, look, I...
Well, I should hope you weren't. But didn't you just tell me that even Eiv was punished for saying nothing? Why didn't you take Gimple's side? Why didn't it bother you that someone's being hurt?
It bothered me.
It bothered Eiv also. Why didn't you speak to those boys or do something about it? You know, Gershi, I'd like to share a story with you.
Oh, great, Tati.
You've heard of the Baal Shem Tov, have you not?
Of course.
And you know about the Baal Shem Tov's driver?
You've told me so many funny stories about that, Father.
Well, I'm not sure if I ever told you this one, but I think it's rather appropriate after what you've told me took place today in school. The Baal Shem Tov was once traveling in his wagon. Two of his great Talmidim, his disciples, Rav David of Mikolaiva and the Rav Nachman Herdenko, were sitting by his side. Together they were discussing matters of Torah, and they were deep in thought.
And I know how the legend goes. Alexei fell asleep and the wagon flew through the air.
Not this time. As a matter of fact, they seemed quite lost.
You mean Alexei was turning to the right and to the left and he didn't know where he was going?
Well, that's not quite the way it took place. One of the Talmidim from the Baal Shem Tov looked up for him a moment from his sefer, and he said, Alexei, wake up!
What's the problem?
Wake up, you're sleeping!
I'm not sleeping anymore. You woke me up.
Look out for that tree! Which tree?
Oh, this one.
Alexei, what did you do? Said Rav Nachman.
I didn't do anything. The horses went into the tree.
It's Erev Shabbos. It's only a few hours to Shabbos. Alexei, are you telling us that you've been sleeping now for the last 10 minutes and you don't know where we were going?
That's not true! I've been sleeping for at least 20 minutes. And as far as not knowing where we're going, well, that part is pretty good.
Holy Rabbi, we're lost here in the woods. What are we going to do now?
There's no problem. Surely the Baal Shem Tov knows where to send us, and he knows why we're here.
My dear Talmidim, I must tell you the truth. I don't know where we are.
Don't know where we are?
Don't know where we are.
Ask Alexei to look around and see if there's a place that we can stay for Shabbos.
Alexei, get off the wagon and look around and see if there's a place that we can stay for Shabbos.
I shall get off the wagon, yes. And I shall proceed further here into this bush. This is a big bush. Well, there's plenty of nice places to stay here for Shabbos. We can stay under this blueberry bush, or maybe under that raspberry bush. We can stay up on that tree, or we could perhaps stay in this...
hole. Alexei, come out of there. There's no time to play games now.
I'm not playing games. Ooh, that hurt. Let me climb a tree, and I'll get a better look. Okay, I'll just step onto that branch.
Alexei, be careful. That branch looks very weak.
Nonsense. This is a very, very strong branch. I'll just step on it and... Whoa!
Are you okay, Alexei?
Huh? Yeah, I'm okay.
I told you it was a weak branch.
What are you talking about? Look at the branch. It's in my hand. It's fine. It's not weak. It's in one piece. Well, when I was up there on the tree, I noticed that a little bit to the north, there's a house.
Alexei, go quickly and check it out.
I will. I shall proceed to this house. Ah, what a lovely looking house. The windows are all boarded up. There are spiderwebs all around the place. It's full of dust and swampy. Just my kind of house. Reminds me of home. Let me bang over here on the door a little bit.
Open up!
Ooh, what a dust of you. Ah, hello! Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Look at this interesting individual over here. He has one big boot, one little boot. He looks huge. What are you, like 50 feet high? How's the weather up there?
What do you want from me?
Oh, nice to meet you also. Listen, the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim are here, and I see you have a mezuzah on the wall, and we were just wondering, being that it's getting late for Shabbos, and the horse got lost, could we spend Shabbos over here?
No!
Nice to talk to this man. He's a man of a few words. Let me try banging on the door again. Hello? Hello? Let me bang louder.
I said, what do you want?
And I said the Baal Shem Tov would like to spend Shabbos over here.
And I said no!
These kind of conversations make me nervous. Well, let me make my way back. You listen, I asked him, and he sort of said that... He sort of said he would rather we don't spend Shabbos there.
What did he say?
He said no!
Rebbe, what should we do?
Go back to him. Tell him we have no choice.
I should do that. All right. Pound on this door again. Hey, listen here, Mr. Giant. We have no choice.
All right. Then you can come in. But no trouble. Or you will feel sorry.
I'm feeling sorry already. Okay, we can come in over here. Let me just go get the packages. Here we are, this lovely, this the Spiderweb Hilton. That's what this is. Wow, what a dreary, ugly, dark, despicable, disgusting place.
What did you say?
I said that this is so nice and beautiful compared to my own house, which is And like a stick of ugly, these are beautiful, are these designer spider webs? They made special, they seem very beautiful. Did you order them,
Quiet!
All right, I shall be quiet, yes. I will not talk anymore. I will... Quiet!
Go to your room and stay there.
Ooh, it sounded very loud when he slammed the door.
Rebbe, what is the meaning of this? This is like a haunted house.
I disagree. It's not like a haunted house. It is a haunted house.
Ask him if we can go out and get ready for Shabbos.
How could I ask him if the door is locked?
Oy veta, so what happened to them?
Well, all I can tell you is they spent a very, very difficult Shabbos in that room. Baruch Hashem, they had some challahs and a bottle of grape juice with them. And maybe they had a can of tuna fish or sardines. But they struggled through the entire Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, they made of dola. And I can tell you they were more than happy that it was time to go.
You're right, Mr. Hotel Owner over here. We are ready to go, please.
That'll be 5,000 ruble.
What'll be 5,000 ruble?
You spent a weekend in my gorgeous house. 5,000 ruble. That's the price.
Here, 5,000 ruble. Let me check my pocket over here. I have a groschen, an old paperclip, and a rubber band. Is that enough?
5,000 ruble or else.
Or else? What?
Or else I shall keep your hair a prisoner forever!
You know something? You should brush your teeth once in a while. I don't get the joke. Rebbe, he locked the door. He isn't letting us out.
Please, you must let us out.
There is a holy rabbi over here. It's enough we have been imprisoned over here, over Shabbos. 5,000 ruble is ridiculous. You didn't tell us beforehand you were going to charge.
What happened, Ty?
Well, Sunday passed. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, no. Don't tell me the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, never mind Alexei, had to be there for another Shabbos?
Well, Friday morning, Alexei decided to take matters into his own hands.
You better let us out of here! We've had enough! No, that doesn't. Stand back! If he won't let us out, he's gonna learn who he started up with. I am going to crash down the door. 1, 2, 3, and I will give it my famous flying kick! Ah, there you go! Look! See? My footprint is in the door. And I'm like hanging upside down. Could you guys help me? My foot is stuck in the door. Alright, let me try again. I'm gonna back up a little bit, and I'm gonna go charging toward the door. 1, 2, 3, here I go!
Alexei picked up a chair, and he charged toward the door.
Ta, did he manage to break the door down?
He didn't have to. The last minute as he was charging toward the door, the man opened the door. And Alexei...
went flying?
Yikes!
Where did he land?
Oh, downstairs.
Was it, like, as bad as the fall into the hole?
Actually, that's where he wound up.
Oh! Good thing I landed on this chair. I was tired. I'll rest a little bit over here in this hole before I climb up.
The Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim walked out the door. And they couldn't believe what they saw. Rebbe! Look around you!
What is happening over here?
Rebbe, this is the most beautiful house we have ever seen.
The spider webs are gone.
It is clean.
The walls look like they're white, and they're sparkling with a special holiness.
Look at that beautiful Shabbos table, and those Shabbos candles.
Rebbe, I feel the beauty and the Kiddush of Shabbos.
Okay, let me walk back. What happened to this house? It looks beautiful. Hey, here's the man. Hey, what happened to that ripped boots you were wearing? You look very handsome. You're dressed in that white long robe and you have a beautiful fur hat and your face is like glowing.
Welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Would you be so kind as to spend Shabbos with me and my family?
Family? The only family I saw till now with the cockroaches crawling on the ceiling.
Alexei, please.
The Baal Shem Tov stepped forward.
Who are you? What is the meaning of this?
Holy Rebbe, please excuse me. Allow me to explain to you what took place. The Rebbe may remember that many, many years ago, your wife took in a young orphan girl, to live in your house.
Yes, yes, I remember.
That orphan girl is my wife. I live over here because I am a hidden tzaddik. I am one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim of the generation.
I can tell by the glow of your face that you speak the truth. But what is the meaning of imprisoning us for an entire week? And why did your house look the way it did last week?
Rebbe, you must forgive me. If you remember, when my wife was this young orphan girl, she was living in your house, and your wife tried to clean her and bring her back into society. Her hair was caked with mud, and your wife, in really what was an act of affection and kindness, tried to comb it out. But my wife, who was a young girl then and didn't understand what your wife was doing, gave her a very hard time. Until your wife yelled at her and even gave her a slap. Stop it! I'm trying to help you, please! I don't want you to walk around with this hair like this! My wife was a young little orphan girl. She was embarrassed.
But father, the Baal Shem Tov's wife did it to try to help her.
You're right.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very medagdek im tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful with the righteous. They are responsible even for things that are like a hair thread. Holy Rebbe, please forgive me. But you should have said something in defense of my wife. Because the rule is, the one who embarrasses someone else loses their portion in the world to come. It was decreed that you too, Holy Rebbe, should lose some of the reward for the world to come. Later on, my wife grew up in your house, and eventually we met each other and married. However, we both decided that we don't want this to happen. We don't want you to lose even a tiny portion of the great reward that awaits for you in the world to come because of us. So we decreed that you come here.
I understand. I understand. Ah! Every Shabbos is like a me'en of Olam Haba. Every Shabbos is like part of the world to come. If a person feels the sweet taste of Shabbos, it's as if he is in the world to come. And therefore, by you bringing us here and we lost the Shabbos, it is as if we have already lost our share in the world to come, and now you are free and clear. Holy Rebbe, will you spend this next beautiful Shabbos with us?
It would be our pleasure.
So you see, Gershi, see how careful you have to be not to embarrass someone? Now tomorrow you discuss it with your Rebbe, and have courage, even if it's not the popular thing to do. You tell those boys, if they're going to lock Gimple into a small chair now, they may be the ones that wind up locked up later.